friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel 104.3 WQAM. On YouTube, on Twitch, Miami 104.3 WQAM. How would you guys like to have the chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit an elementary school of your choice? Anyone? Well, Leroy, that could happen. All right, it could happen. WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins, Zach. Sealer it on up! He's down and on board to speak at a school. Just go to WQM.com, enter an elementary school, and browse today now for your chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer, where we'll speak to students and more. For contest rules, go to WQM.com. See your comment, Josh. Sealer needs to visit the QBs. I don't like this, all right? Zach Sealer is going to come through on this, okay? I am not ready to diagnose fat cat syndrome.
We haven't figured out who his running mate is yet.
We do not.
Keep in mind, he's had some very good running mate.
What's up with your boy, Kenny G?
I don't know. Here, let me tell you something. So the hardest thing to do in football is only do your job. Because as fans, we have deemed that everybody's job is only important if they do this. For a defensive lineman, it is hard not to go get a sack, but keep your lane and keep that pocket integrity so that a quarterback can't scramble. That's hard. Because you go, oh, I can beat my guy. You go beat your guy and the quarterback runs. So as a young guy, as a young player, and just look at somebody like Christian Wilkins, who they told him, you ain't getting enough sacks for that money. So he went out and got sacks. So at what? At the cost of maybe not filling his run lane. You see what I mean? So be careful with what you ask for and how we look at players to determine whether they're having success or not based on those numbers. Because D tackles have never been known as players who get a lot of sacks, but they create a push up the middle and get blockers so that your outside guys can be singled up. But that don't get paid.
How was Zach Sealer, Vlad? Was he what kind of mood was he in after the game?
He has to take the role as the leader of the defense, so he answered every question. But he was absolutely frustrated with the way the defense has been playing, saying that we have to start better. Everybody was saying that they got to start better, they got to start quicker, they got to have a better performance when the game starts. So that's what they were all saying. But yeah, I don't know if he's gonna do that with the kids. Kids are mean. Kids say the darndest thing. So.
Yeah. Why can't we just call up Christian Wilkins? Why can't we do that?
Because you don't know what his status is.
Let's go find out the status.
But here's what I would say. If he's hurt, does it not make the Raiders point?
Well, obviously, if he's hurt, then no. I'm saying, but can we find out? Like, nobody's told me anything. Like,
Can I just? So, basically, you're going to sell Chris Greer on the same bill of goods that all the other injured players have sold him? You understand?
That is true.
He has fallen for this for the last 2 years.
That's why it's easy. This is right up his alley.
Okay, but do you still want to do this? As much as I like Christian Wilkins, if he ain't healthy, I don't want.
Well, yeah. Obviously, if he's not healthy, I'm just saying. But if he is healthy, what if he's just out because everybody threw this stink bomb in the ether that, you know, he's a malcontent.
If he's healthy, then the best thing he could do is prove he's healthy and go get that money, because then he can say, hey, these guys wanted me to do this because they didn't want to pay me, and look, I'm healthy, right? So I'm guessing, because that hasn't happened, that he really is injured, and there may be some validity to it, but I don't know.
We don't know, though. It just feels like this was thrown out there.
But I know what I don't want.
Mm-hmm. More injured players?
Yes!
I understand.
Like,
you know what else I don't want?
What?
Points on every drive?
Yeah, I haven't experienced that. I don't even know. We led the league in scoring and we punted. So I don't know what it looks like to never have to punt.
Even the one time they got him to punt in the Colts game, they ran into him
by a starter, not even a special teams guy. Who was it, Judon that ran into him?
Yeah, Judon.
Yep. Looking couldn't put on those brakes.
Getting cooked by intangibles. Doing here, dude. Anyway, Mike McDaniel.
No, really?
What?
We already blocked some time out for him.
Hey, man. Give him as much time as you need to give him, as he is the head coach of your football team.
I got you. Go ahead.
Until,
okay.
Damn, Jay Figueroa.
But Jay, you know that you put your heart and soul into everything every week, and then to see that there's so many people calling for your job and things like that, what are you doing to stay sane through all of this? Because most people probably lose their mind right now.
Buffalo.
No, I'm just kidding. That wasn't the only thing that he said. You think that he would be that short and
you
concise?
Know that you put your heart and soul into everything every week, and then to see that there's so many people calling for your job and things like that, what are you doing to stay sane through all of this? Because most people probably lose their mind right now.
Buffalo, which as I see it, is it's plain and simple as my job. Like, so
for now,
if
we don't need any sidebars.
Yeah, said enough.
There's
all we do is sidebars.
Again, there's all sorts of things said negative. There's stuff said positive. I'm very understanding that it's in this business, it's result based, and yeah, my job is to the more that other people talk about anything, the less I even hear it. So it's Buffalo. That's what it is, and the Miami Dolphins.
See, Belichick was great onto Cincinnati. Onto Cincinnati. That was it, right? Mm-hmm. We could make fun of it, but we knew it. It was on to Cincinnati. When you go Buffalo and then you try to break it down and then
yeah, when you broke it down.
Yeah. And then at the end, Miami. Huh?
What? It's, you know.
You know, I anticipated this question.
Will you stop?
What?
My goodness.
To win games, you have to win the game.
That's the worst.
Not lose the game.
Got it.
Yep.
He upsets me.
So if to tie the game, you have to tie the game?
Yeah. Right.
I'm a big snack time guy.
Nobody cares.
J-Fix.
She's done with him.
Like, she's cut his pictures out.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Dunzo. Blocked.
Done blocked. Have you keyed his car?
What?
I can't disclose that information.
Wow.
I'm happy and I'm sad.
Just be sad.
Oh, my God.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
You look at him as a bird now?
He's a sitting duck is what he is.
He ain't no sitting duck. he's a pigeon.
Take a break. Final hour coming up.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.